Good afternoon. I'm Leslie Smith for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. We'll take a look at how your grain markets close this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2015. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission and Dr. Jeff Edwards, Extension Small Grain Specialist for Oklahoma State University, reminds you to keep an eye on your wheat crop during the winter months.
Keep an eye on those crops and see basically the greenness of the crop and see how they're making it through the winter and monitor the nitrogen status in those fields. You know, in the southern Great Plains, we don't have the luxury that they do in other wheat production regions in that we have a lot of acres to cover and our rainfall is very unpredictable. For that reason, we can't make as many just-in-time top dress applications, and we've got to get those rigs rolling there in early to mid-January to make it across those acres and have the nitrogen out there for when the rain does hopefully come in January and February to move that nitrogen into the soil profile.
OSU's Dr. Jeff Edwards. Wheat Watch 2015 is a service of the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.
Justin, what's going on in our markets today?
Well, grain futures were lower across the board. Finished the week very disappointing. The big thing we talked about all week was that USDA Ag Outlook Conference, which did do some bizarre things, some unexpected things, and that played out negative to finish this week. Of course, beans are still really high at just at $10 for March beans. They were down about 7.5 cents. Corn futures down 4 to 4.5 cents. They can't seem to break out either direction. A lot of people thought that this week maybe they'd break out one way or the other, depending on what the USDA number was, but it's really just stayed the same. And then wheat futures really took it on the chin today, down 17.5 cents in the March Chicago wheat, March Kansas City wheat down 12. Really the front end of that wheat complex got hit the hardest, with March down 17, April down, May down about 8, July down 7. So I really got hit on the front end of this Kansas City wheat futures market.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
And Justin, what else were the analysts looking at today?
Well, we had an export report this morning. Disappointing for wheat at 266,000, looking for 300 to 500. Corn was a little bit bullish at 932,000, bigger than the expectations. And beans were right in the middle of the range at 505, looking for 375 to 550. The weather pattern is going to be cool over the next 2 weeks or so for most of the Midwest. Rain going to be about average or neutral. And we had a cattle on feed report this afternoon, right in line with expectations on feed at 100%. Placed was 89%. We were looking for 87%, so that might have been a little bit bearish. And then on the marketed number, 91%, which was right in line. Now, the overall aspect here, the market was sold off today, of course, in the cattle futures, and that was a little bit of a surprise given the fact that everybody thought that report would be bullish.
Justin, what's your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Thank you, Justin. In recapping the markets, April live cattle down 297 at 148.52, June down 212 at 141.87. March feeder cattle down 337 at 199.17, April down 322 at 198.35. April lean hogs 35 higher at 67.40, May up 57 at 77.30. In the grain markets, March Kansas City wheat down 11 and a quarter at 533 and a quarter, May down 7 and a quarter at 538 and a quarter. March Chicago wheat down 17 and a half at 510 and a quarter, May down 12 and a half at 507. March corn down 4 and a half at 385 and a quarter, May down 4 and 3 quarters at 393. March soybeans 8 lower at 999 and a quarter, May down 9 at 1002 and a quarter. March cotton up 23 at 64.67. May down 3 at 64.66. That's a market update for the OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Leslie Smith.